Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to be cared for. Back up now, just a little more. The feeling someone's always there, just to show how much they care. The feeling you're not alone. Now she's a part of your home, with so much to protect each day. Caring goes a long, long way. Nationwide, on your side.
Get ready to cheer on Team USA. Sign up for Xfinity Internet and get a Flex 4K streaming box free and Peacock Premium included. Can your internet do that?
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Peacock subscription required.
Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
California, call in at 605-562-0444. That's PIN number 7414519, followed by the pound key. Then dial 1, followed by the pound key, to listen, and star 2 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Again, welcome now in our first segment tonight. We are here to honor our first inductee to the International Internet Hall of Fame. This young lady set the pace for the all-time champions of this storied network, beginning her career in broadcasting on September 27th, 2013, with her show Righteous Consciousness. During her span, she garnered 36 all-time connection records, becoming number one all-time, a record that stood for 2 years. From the offices of ONE syndicated stations, Long Beach, California, on behalf of TalkShoe Internet Radio, Looking Glass Entertainment, LLC, and Onadele Ngozi Enterprises Limited at Beverly Nation Online Radio for your tremendous efforts of broadcasting brilliance and archival legacies of historical proportion. We bestow the prestigious honor of inductee at ONE Honors effective December 3rd, 2018, into the Internet Broadcasting Hall of Fame unanimously. We know you will proudly represent yourself in this hall in the highest regard. Congratulations to our sister, Darlene Lawrence. In our first segment tonight, we are here to honor our second inductee to the International Internet Hall of Fame. This young lady started her broadcasting career September 25th, 2015. Now she doesn't need any introduction. However, her legendary tale must be told. She started her ONE broadcasting career by doing something that was never done in network history, setting the all-time consecutive connection record as a new host with 5 straight and continued her tremendous success with her show National Syndicate Radio, with it being the fastest pacing show franchise in ONE history with a 16 all-time connection record average per year. And she continued to do the extraordinary. And all this while creating a tremendous resume, working on 2 other networks, Purpose Kingdom Network and On Point Radio, with her seminal show, Sophisticated Lady. Then she achieved the remarkable, garnering 49 all-time ONE syndicated station all-time, breaking the old record by 13, in which she continues to hold, securing her for her outstanding honor this evening from the offices of ONE syndicated station, Long Beach, California, in behalf of TalkShoe Internet Radio, Looking Glass Entertainment LLC, and On the Deli and Gozi Enterprises Limited and Beverly Nation Online Radio for your tremendous efforts of broadcasting brilliance and achievable legacy of historical proportion. We bestow the prestigious honor of inductee and at one in ONE honors effective December 3rd, 2018, into the Internet Broadcasting Hall of Fame unanimously. You know you will probably represent yourself at this hall in the highest regard. Congratulations to the Wonder Twin, Andrea Presley, and to present her. And to the hall, we have her brother, world-renowned musician and arranger, Ben Presley.
The Presley power is in the house. I am so proud of my baby sister. I don't know what to do. Good evening, everyone. This is Ben. I'm just chiming in on a most wonderful occasion tonight and these honors that I'm listening to, and to know the strides that my sister has taken to achieve in internet talk radio history is truly astounding. But then again, it's part of her character and makeup. She likes to talk, y'all. And she likes to pick all kinds of crazy stuff to talk about. So I'm really proud that she's able to actually do this and do it well that she's had before her. So I am proud of my baby sister, the wonder kid, the wonder woman, my little baby girl, Andrea Presley, better known as Wonder Dre. Hey, Wonder Dre!
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that wonderful introduction.
How about that? You actually get paid to run your mouth, Lord Jesus. Ain't this something? Ain't you like that much that you want that record running your mouth?
We want to thank the Lawrence family. Darlene Lawrence is away overseas, and she could not be with us tonight. But we definitely want to bring her and thank her for being into you know, being with us, the time she did 36 all-time records, we really want to thank that. And as well, her going to the Hall of Fame tonight. And then, of course, my god sister. What more can I say that haven't already been said? Andrea, I'm so proud of you. I was very, very proud to be one of the votes to put you into the Hall. And this is something that now, from now on, we don't say inductee anymore. We say, you know, Hall of Fame. You know, Hall of Famer Andrea Pressler. It is with him, you know, it's my honor and my privilege to say welcome to, you know, being, you know, the second class of Hall of Famers, and you guys going into on your first ballot. And that is something that is amazing. I'm very, very proud of you, Andrea. I to the bottom of my heart. And you happen to, you know, to be with O&E, our living legend. And what more can I say? But congratulations, Hall of Famer Andrea Pressler.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. I really am honored, and I really do appreciate it. Something that I love to do, you know how I do. I talk smack all the time. They was, you know, who always listening to me, y'all already know. I'm the troublemaker, the airwaves, the heroine. You already know how that go. I ain't got to tell you who I am.
Indeed. Well, like I said, I'm very proud of you. And what more can I say? Dar Henderson, our first ever host of O&E Network. Do you have anything to say? And you know one to twin. Do you have anything to say to Miss Andrea Pressler and her induction tonight into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame?
I don't know, just congratulations. Like, you know, I'm sure it's a very high honor, and I'm very proud of you. You know, it's really good to have. It's just really good to have a lot of inspirational people of color, especially women of color, especially in today's society, to just like represent a voice out there. You know, so again, congratulations, and you know. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and your opinions, you know, your views, you know, on this crazy world with the rest of us. So congratulations again.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? It's an honor and privilege to have you hosting the show this evening. I'm very honored by that. And you are a inspiration, and also, you know, a pioneer yourself. So what honor and what pleasure.
Yes, indeed. We again honor Andrea Pressler going to the International Internet Broadcasting Hall of Fame, class of 2018. And now back to the wonderful Dar Henderson.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So in our second segment of this evening, we honor a young lady who has been an absolute comet and quasar upon this storied network through her articulate and motivational speaking prowess. She has garnered a historical resume in less than a year with O&E consecutive all-time connection records. As a new host, second all-time with 5, tied with 3 other O&E hosts. Holds the all-time consecutive connection record with 10 straight, tied with 1 other host. However, it is the mercurial case in which she has achieved success, and quite daunting, her show, Jesus, is the fastest pacing show franchise in O&E history, vaulting 15 of 17 all-time connection records in less than 9 months. Truly extraordinary, for which she is honored tonight. From the offices of O&E Syndicated Stations, Long Beach, California, on behalf of TalkShoe Internet Radio, Looking Glass Entertainment LLC, and Oladele and Gozi Enterprises LTD, and Beverly Nation Online Radio, for your tremendous efforts of broadcasting brilliance and historic record-breaking performances, we bestow the prestigious honor of 2018 Linear New Host of the Year at O&E Honors, effective December 3rd, 2018. Congratulations to Christine Jesus Powell, and now presenting her in the Hall of Outstanding Alumnus of the O&E Show, the Soul Twins, Anna Waddell and Edward Burks.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, Edward.
Hello, Soul Twin. Yeah, man, we're going.
We're back. What can we say about Christine Jesus Powell? As Dar Henderson so eloquently announced, Ed, why don't you start? What do you want to say about Jesus?
First, we want to say congratulations. Well deserved. I remember she first came on the scene with Straight Fire, and she never let up. Got stronger and stronger. You know, and also, she's more so, in my opinion, like a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Teacher, guru, educator, you know what I'm saying? Scientist, all that. And for such a young age, so we basically want to say to her, congratulations and keep up the good work, man.
Yes, and I'd like to add that Jesus came on to O&E, into the O&E family like a lightning rod. I mean, with the power and authority in her voice, with the subjects that she's speaking on that affects our women, our children, you know, from health, mental awareness, education, food, you know, it was just amazing because she always had the research to back it up. And I was like, this is going to be something here. And so here we are today. I mean, she just skyrocketed right out the gate. So, Jesus, I'd like to say that we're very proud of you. And ladies and gentlemen, the Soul Twins are privileged to bestow the distinct honor of Linear New Host of the Year upon our queen sister, Christine Jesus Powell. Congratulations again on your noteworthy accomplishments, my sister. We're very proud of you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Wow.
We are proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm actually nervous to be such a world speaker right now. First of all, I want to give thanks to Looking Glass Entertainment and O&E family. I want to give thanks to FabNat Productions and the Damon family as well, to the twins, Angela, brother Magic Man, excuse me, and to all of the speakers, you know what I'm saying, how we pull together. And number one, to Brother O, thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for producing us. Thank you for all of your hard work, messaging us, keeping us on point, on time, making sure that we have our work in order to put out to the people. So I just definitely got to give thanks to Brother O and to the entire Damon family and the OME family, BabNat family. And again, Looking Glass Entertainment, thank you to the alumni who is hosting this show right now. Thank you again to the twins for presenting me. This is the first time in my life of being a world speaker to address the world on a world microphone outside of my other platform on Facebook, which is very, very transparent, very, very eternal and multidimensional and magnetic. But here, where I air out of California, this is my world microphone for a divine ministry for the fall of a beautiful people. And I'm just grateful that I can touch souls. You know what I'm saying? Not only touch your mind, but to touch the souls of our brothers and sisters across the entire world. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? We're all about love. Even if we don't demonstrate love, we are still love within. And that's one of my greatest messages that I can present to the world, is the spirit of love that is within us. And that's a very broad statement. I just want to say thank you. And thank you so much for doing, for allowing me, for choosing me, for scouting me out for 3 to 4 months, watching me, and even choosing me, and to come to this company and do 16 straight shows out of 17. I had to cancel 2 weeks ago, and I have 15 consecutive shows out of 16. I'm not interested in numbers. I'm interested in the souls that I touch. You see what I'm saying? I'm grateful for numbers and for those who listen to me, but my greatest achievement is to reach souls, you see what I'm saying, so that they can move forward with fulfilling their divine purpose on the planet. And I just say thank you. I'm going to leave it this day. I haven't been live doing videos in almost 10 days. That's a lot for me. But thank you. And perfect health, great compassion to you all. Shall we continue to seek insight from within? For within is the way for the benevolent human family on the planet Earth. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. and I love you. Thank
I knew, Dar, that she would come on here and be a Brian Dawkins tonight. I knew it. I knew it. First of all, Christine, Jesus power. What more can I say? Yes, I did scout you for over 3 months. But first, before I give honor to you, I have to also give honor to a duo, a tandem in our history that has achieved 19 all-time OLE Connection records and was the second fastest franchise pace in the history of our network. We must give homage to Anna Wydell and Edward Burke of the Soul Trends franchise. Thank you so much for being a part of us and you being alumnus extraordinaire.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting us. You know, we were going to be here, his family, O&E family, all day long. What did I say? O&E, Damon Strong all day long, but it's O&E Strong.
Yes, indeed. And Edward, it's so good to hear your voice tonight.
Yeah, man, thank you, brother. You know what, like Anna said, that we had a beautiful time, and dude, we may be gone, but we're still here. Yeah, so we're still a part of it. And so, like I said, when you came with it with that, and, you know, we had to give respect to that. So, you know, big respect to everybody there, you know. So thank you all most definitely for a beautiful experience. You know what I'm saying? You know, like that, I have good memories. So thank you all and everything that you helped us achieve. I mean, you know, it was Tree Soul Twins. You know, so you were in the background, but you were there, and you held everything together. So thank you, me brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely memories that will last a lifetime.
I believe it. I love the Soul Twins alumnus of O&E tonight. And, of course, Christine Jesus Powell. You, young lady, I'm very proud of you.
You
stood the case. This lady was on the air, folks, in the world tonight. We're being broadcast internationally right now through Papua New Guinea, through the sands of Africa, as well as Argentina. This young lady, in five of her shows, her father was gravely ill, and she was taking care of her father while she was on the air. To me, none of her records mean nothing to me. To me, nothing that she said on the radio meant nothing to me. The thing that meant the most to me was her resolute, wonderful spirit and the loving heart she had for her father and her son and then all those other things.
Y'all work hard, Joe.
Yes, I know. And I love you so much, and I, your brother, says, in resolute, congratulations to Sheila. I'm holding my line to Sheila. I'm there, I'm to Sheila. Congratulations to Christine Jesus Power as our 2018 lineal host of the year. And what more can I say but outstanding work. And Sheila was telling me congratulations at the same time. Thank you, Radio Sheila. So that's only family. But like I said, congratulations once again. And now back to our wonderful, wonderful narrator tonight, Mr. Dar Henderson. Wow, Dar, you got something to say right now, brother. We've been waiting, and this thing's been waiting and severing. Oh, I mean, in the pot for almost 2 weeks. Dar, it's on you, my brother.
I know. I'm sure everyone is waiting for this drum roll. So now this moment you all have been waiting for, the presentation of the 2018 O&E Overall Host of the Year, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We honor a groundbreaking man of honor, dignity, and enormous expression. His broadcasting career started May 14th, 2017. And throughout his time, he had changed the way progressive transcript advancements have been mastered and achieved. His way of broadcasting, brilliance, is totally unique by telling his truth like he sees fit. He has not only earned the respect from the broadcasting world, however, also the love and devotion of his fellow hosts at O&E. His resume includes 23 all-time O&E syndicated station connection records, and being the first in the history of the network to achieve 10 consecutive all-time O&E syndicated station connection records with 10 ties for first all-time. From the offices of O&E Syndicated Station, Long Beach, California, in behalf of TalkShoe Internet Radio, Looking Glass Entertainment, LLC, and Oladele and Gozi Enterprises, LTD, and Beverly Nation Online Radio for your tremendous effort of broadcasting brilliant and historic record-breaking performances. We bestow the prestigious honor of 2018 ONE Overall Host of the Year at ONE Honors effective December 3rd, 2018. Congratulations to the Magic Man, Huni Bakatun. Now presenting him with into the 2016 ONE Overall Host of the Year from On Point Radio's The Poetry Palace, Miss T is Queen.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me. Y'all hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Welcome home, T. Welcome home.
Thank you. It's good to hear everybody. And congratulations to you, Huni, for your win tonight. I first want to say shout out to my queen sister from day one, Andrea Presley, BKA Wonder Dre, for your Hall of Fame. And it was good hearing from Anna and Edward, the Soul Twins. It is my honor to be the first ever host of 2017 Radio Host and Poetess of the Year here at the Damon Network and ONE to give this tribute for the 2018 Host of the Year. I also going to recite a piece, a poetry piece tribute by Jerry Petito in your honor, Huni. You have 23 ONE all-time consecutive records, double-digit consecutive in a row record-breaking programs. You know, when I saw you in first, every time I see you, I feel your energy and your light constantly. So I'm proud to have you as a friend, a listening ear, and an advocate for sound therapy. Okay, so this piece, I did actually jot down a few hours ago, and in thinking of you and our friendship, us and people like us, then this piece was inspired. And it's titled, Just Like Poetry. Just like poetry, our souls cross paths. Then there's the admiration and respect formed toward a person and their craft. A lovable friendship filled with many laughs. Most of the time it's through some kind of knowledge exchange. Many years of bonding, experiences, some things remain the same. Just like poetry, it's highly intuitive. Harmony and the balance of liquidy fluids. We create free shows as an outlet and release. James Brown once did this to bring calm within the violent. It blissfully gives individuals their peace. Lightworkers with tools that smash out negativity until it becomes silent. Courageous enough to try it. Sped up evolution as they heal self and all others in his path. Supplements that are pure so they are bound to last. Just like poetry, we trust in the process of talking it out. Powerfully decorated, detailed, and demonstrated. Universally a collective school of thought that's dedicated. Faith believers, legacy breeders, lawful love and ideas. Just like poetry, flowing actions and spoken words we give. Just like poetry, each melody is unique. To read from the inside out is to receive proper divinity. It is more joyful when you use your vessel to inspire. Mental health comes with awareness. In turn, this awareness will take you higher. A teachable, artistic canvas of form, directed energy that illuminates as it warms. We are part of the ones that truly care. Just like poetry, the love and learning will always be right there. Greater is the goodness that we can give to each other. This is being transmitted from our highest heavenly Father and Mother. A walking truth, a talking testimony, a united front all the way from the back. Just like poetry, it's never ending, and I like it like that. And that's that piece dedicated to you, Huni, titled Just Like Poetry. All right. right. And so this next one I'm going to recite for you all is from Jerry Petito. And it's an in-depth look of our shining honor tonight. It's titled All in All. She says, I'm truly honored to be part of tonight. In person, I couldn't be. In spirit, I'm here to write. My friend I speak of is made of steel, although a soft heart which makes him real. He has two children that he adores, a son and a daughter his love outpours. Bought up by mom, a bare-knuckle prize fighter. From her got his strength, making adulthood much brighter. His dad was a war vet, a dedicated soldier. It took hold of his health as this man got older. Two awesome parents that taught you the ropes, watched you grow up through slippery slopes. Lots of bumps and bruises brought you to a place where no man should wander, no boundaries, no space. Ending up homeless in a world so full of crime, incarceration was not far, could have happened at any time. This story continues, but please hear this first. What I know about him has made my heart burst. This man did bounce back like none that I know. A true gentleman is he, a teacher and scholar in tow. His favorite artist, to give you a clue, a hip-hop duo that helped him through. Eric B. and Rakim are two of his greats. My friend's style mimics their traits. Malik Z. York is this man's mentor, led him on the right path, gave him wings to soar. In 1985, he discovered his truth, walked on in his light from there, becoming one of the all-time greats in helping people to become aware. This man was inspired and also had a show. It was during VPEN he was heard by from Brother O. It was all because of a dream. Brother O called upon this man. I was told to bring you aboard. God said it's his plan. Because of that dream, he said, let's go. All and all's will is all I gotta know. Master sound therapist, we know him best. Devastating teacher on the radio, the world has been blessed. Tonight we honor the man I call a friend for his work in broadcasting for us all to come in. Huni Bakatun, Magic Man, receiving the 2018 award as the broadcasting host. Salutations and much love to you, my new friend, the Jersey Jewel, sends hugs. You are a God's friend. And that's that piece. And congratulations once again. And shout out to the host, Dar Henderson, and the whole Diamond Network from On Point Radio.
Thank you so much, Latias Queen, alumnus, Latias Queen, of one of probably the most important show in the history of our network, the South of Louisville Poetry Hour. And now it's my honor. Brother Dar Henderson, you know I've been waiting for a long time. No, almost 3 weeks after the vote. It is my honor to present to you all the 2018 Oladele Ngozi Enterprise Overall Host of the Year, the Master Sound Therapist, Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man.
Hey, hey, peace, peace with abundant divine blessings. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear.
You know, first of all, what am I going to do with y'all? You know, what exactly for each one of y'all that took time to vote for me for such a prestigious honor? Man, any one of y'all, first of all, as always, and I'm not going to skip a beat, and I can't be cheered away from a thing that has become so uniquely mine, but it's actually starting to catch. And it's actually starting to heal a lot of people that has been mixed up and divided, especially when it came to religion as we know it today. So for simpler terms, I always say all praise is due to all in all, who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. I give thanks to all of the ONE hosts. I give thanks to all of the nominees, inductees, Wanda Dre, man, what can I say about her? Thank you so much for granting me my third interview. I think it was one of the best that I actually did in this journey that I have been on for such a long time. The energy and the time that you put into it, I mean, my heart really goes out, and I literally thank you from the bottom of my heart. As far as Jesus, oh, my God, man. You know, when I first heard you, if you're still on Jesus, you know, it's well-deserved. I mean, the tone of your voice, the subject matter, your intention, your passion, and I said it before, and I'm going to say it again on this honest night, that you're one of the greatest things that All in All has actually sent into the world for global unified healing. I make no mistake about that. There's many of us that are raising up, that's becoming one with All in All. There's many of us that's becoming our true selves and not only living out our destiny and doing what we're supposed to do in this world while we're here. I think about the many different subjects I heard you build and expand upon. Man, I knew from day one when I first heard you on our show. Matter of fact, I heard about the work that you was doing actually before you actually came and became a part of ONE. But when I actually heard you for the first time, I mean, it was on. And I know that you're passionate about what you do. You come with sincerity. And as always, I give thanks from that glorious day to tonight. So it's well-deserved. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to Wonder Dre. Congratulations to so many great ONE hosts, man. I mean, I love each and every one of y'all. What can I say about the great Jared Petito, who not only showed me a debt of honor and respect, but sometimes to be real with you, to be able to receive such an honor for you to acknowledge me as your friend and for you to have shared like one of the interviews that I did on YouTube and to constantly reflect on the words that you put along with. Not only did you share, I've seen you do things for me that some of the people who know me, so-called relatives, never even took time to do, not to write it like that. You get what I'm saying? So that says a lot. And like I said before, and I'm going to say it tonight, you remind me of back in 1997 when I was doing a job and a lady looked at me. And she said, even though you were sent to your people, right? Now, this is what I find amazing. She was a Caucasian woman that actually said that back in 1997. She said, even though you were sent in the world for your people, right, in the end, you're going to be good for all people. And for me, having very little faith back then, and to be able to reflect on it now and see, you know, great spirits such as Jared Petito and many other people, that's non-Melanite. You understand? When I say non-Melanite, I'm talking about people of the land of Nuba, Native American, and all the people who are the original people of this planet. For some reason, I have became embraced by other people more so than the people who I was born and bred under. You understand? And to me, it's like a slap in the face. Not to you, Jerry, but it's a slap in the face to the people who I have gave so much to try to help increase their comprehension, only to be hated, have my life threatened, and all kind of things, and all kind of silliness. You understand? But lo and behold, you know, All in All had a greater plan with DJ Olasky, and even let me even go back before him, because I know I tend to be long in it. When I think of Your Highness, as I call her, Miss T is Queen, for her to be able to see me, if you are still up here, Your Highness, Miss T is Queen, for you to be able to see within me something that many people either choose to ignore or they just choose not to. right? For you to be able to take that time and see that there's something very special about me and the gift I have when it comes to music, which is really an introduction to what I'm doing my best to offer the world right now with sound therapy. You was able to see that such a long time ago, so I can't help but to acknowledge you as one of the very first people to have brought the name as me being the Magic Man and making an international name. I give thanks to All in All for you for that. Thank you so much for being everything that you are for me and for so many other people, okay? As far as all the other hosts, I mean, you know, the goddess in Trina, the Wonder Trends, oh, my God, man. You know, for me to tell you how much I miss y'all, man, how much I miss y'all energy and the love and respect that y'all have given me throughout so many years. You know, it was a friendly competition that we always had with one another. You know, we always uplifted each other up, and it was a friendly competition that we had. I give thanks to All in All for each one of you, Master Sound Healer, Sister Anna Waddell, and my brethren, Edward Burks, thank you so much. Man, I can just go on and on, man. Our host, wow, Miss Antonia Betts, each one of us, man. I think about the Cadence Storm, Poetry Hour. I mean, so many greats, man, that has came, man. And I can't forget also Larry Automatic Charismatic as well. Many people who have supported me that I can't thank enough, man, such as, man, it's so many people to name, man. So on that note, you know, just blame it on my head and not my heart, man. You know, for lack of time, I just want to say I thank each and every one of y'all. And don't take it personal if I don't call your name by name, okay? DJ Olesky, what can I say about you, man? I give thanks to your parents for taking time to procreate you, for your father for being an upright man. And what greater God can a son have to look towards his father in order for him to become the man that he aspired to become? And when I look at you, you one heaven of a man. One of the best men I have met in this world. So keep being you, and I said it before, and I'm going to say it on this great night. So as long as you continue to do what you do, regardless to wherever I'm at in this world as a traveling man, there'll always be time for me to take time to do We Will Aware You. You can mark my words on that, okay?
First of all, I got to come on. Dar Henderson, look at what we started, man, back in 2013 on that real, real cold Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. Remember that day, Dar? And I said, you know
yeah,
what?
I do.
We're going to make history. And to see Cooney Barkerson win the 2018 Overall Host of the Year here at our network, it has been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure to be the producer of all of you. No matter if you're with me or not, we're not even talking about great alumnus like Miss T.S. Queen and Anna Waddell and Edward Burks. I'm not talking about them. They're alumnus. But I'm talking about those who choose not to be alumnus, who choose to, you know, stay out there. It's always an opportunity to come on back home. But, Cooney, we're doing yeoman's work. I believe in each and every single one of my hosts. Every single night, we go back to business tomorrow with Sister Betsy. Right back to business with Autumn Simmons. Right back to business. You know what I mean? And I'm proud of what we're doing. And so, in its entirety, the first man ever to do 10 consecutive in History Run Network. He's fourth all time on the list of champions from Andrea Presley and Darlene Lawrence, both going to the Hall of Fame tonight. Chaplain Troy Daly, at third all time, and then there's Hooney. And Hooney's only done it in less than a year and a half. We're going to do it about a year and a half. So imagine the pace that he's on right now. If he did another year and a half, he'd be pacing three, and then it'd be 50. It's like, you know, it's like twins. So it shows that if you really believe, you can achieve. And Looney Bakatoon, I must say before I turn it back to our most capable narrator, thank you for what you've done for me. And now back to our narrator, Mr. Dar Henderson.
Thank you, man. Once again, thank you, everyone, for that given me that honor of giving me the floor here to be able to witness and see how far we've come along and grow as a community. And I'm very, very honored to be able to host tonight and just to be able to feel that love and that energy that everyone has given each other and shared with each other. It's really moving, and I love you all, both old and new, and I appreciate you all giving me this space here to be myself and to host this for you guys. You know, it's been very deep. It's been very deep.
Well,
you're legendary,
man. You know. Let's talk about the resume of Mr. Dar Henderson, folks. 7 all-time Horny Connection records with the outstanding show Abstract, which he was the first host of. Oh, you thought I was going to say it tonight? Yeah, Dar. Oh, yeah, Dar was a champion, too, right here at O&E. And before we go into the final, it's going to Ngozi time, I want anyone who wants to speak to any one of our wonderful nominees and winners of the night, inductees, now Hall of Famers of the night, please press *2, and I will bring you right on. And I believe we have somebody that want to speak to Brother Hooney Bakatoon tonight, and I believe her name is Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie, you there?
Hi, this is Sister Bessie, your fellow host. Congratulations, Andrea Presley, for your award. Congratulations, Jesus. Congratulations, Brother Hooney. I hope I can strive to be the best like you are. And I love all of you, and I thank you for letting me join your family. Congratulations to all of you. You deserve everything that you get. Love you, peace and blessings.
Wow.
Love you too.
All right.
Love you too. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. She's of the ages now. She's of the ages. But I will say again, thank you, Sister Bessie. Anybody else want to speak before I go into those time? Please do in the next 45 seconds. But I want to say,
can you hear me?
Congratulations again to Mr. Hooney Bakatoon, our overall host of the year. Guys, okay. Matter of fact, we do have another person who wants to speak right now. And I believe it is Anna the Soul Twins.
Yeah, man, let me start off, Anna, about this year. What's up, Hooney Bakatoon? How's everything, you brother?
Hey, Pete, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, man. Man, I love your tone. All right, your tone of voice, man, it does great things for my soul. You know, to be able to hear your tone and your twin, the Master Sound Healer herself, Sister Anna Waddell, man. I love y'all with the heart and soul of me, each one of y'all.
Yeah, man, okay? You can say about you. I want to congratulate you, man, you know what I'm saying, because you are an excellent host. You know, me and Anna, we learned a lot from you, listening to you. You know what I'm saying, like that, your show, your whole approach, you understand? You know what I'm saying, your consciousness, the direction, all that kind of thing. We're paying attention. So I, as part of the Soul Twins, I want to personally, man, thank you, brother, for being the type of man that you are. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And keep pushing it forward. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. And we're still here. You know what I'm saying? So God bless you, man, brother. Big respect to you every time, man. See?
Likewise. Thank you.
All right, and we're going to bring back on. You ready for this, Mr. Hooney Bakatoon? Are you ready for me to say this for the first time ever on O&E?
Yes, sir. And let me say thank you so much.
We're gonna bring back on our international Internet Hall of Famer, Ms. Andrea Presley. I know Hooney wants to speak to you. I'm very proud of you, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I just want to say, first of all, to Brother Hooney, I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, breaking records the way you did. Like, it's so funny. I came in, and my little five, I just knew I had did something. And then you come along, and you bust out with 22 as a rookie. You just come in, bam, 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 like just knocking, you know, knocking them out the box. It's like, woo, my little five ain't looking so bad. You're 22.
Oh, man.
But I love the energy that you bring. I love everything that you, you know, discuss and, you know, your format of your show. Excellent job. A job well done. You so well deserve it. And I just want to say thank you so much even for the interview that we've done, you know, recently. And also I want to thank my listening audience, all of those who, you know, helped make my little breaking records, you know. I appreciate every 49 of them. I appreciate, you know, all the callers and listeners and people who done chatted and chimed in and, you know, gave love, support, even on Facebook. And I cannot forget this person right here, my brother, the one that tells it like it's he I is. Mr. Splash Frazier. Oh, my goodness. What do I got to say about this brother right here? Let me tell you, this brother, he comes in with the mad energy. You give him a subject that he upset about or he mad, I don't know whether he be mad at work or what. But he comes on this air and give you the blast of life, okay? I'm like, okay, you just took it to a whole nother level, boo. You know, and the energy and the vibe that we have off each other is just, is so unreal. It's phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? You don't always have that any that gel with everyone like that. So I would like to, you know, take our time to thank him as well and to share this honor with him as well, you know, for helping me out with my shows and, you know, critiquing things and his comments and energy that he brings to the show. And I also want to thank Miss Tia's Queens for coming in, for having her poetry and giving, you know, her comments and thanking me, you know, congratulating me as well. It is a true honor with Miss Tia's Queens because Miss T, I got a chance to be on her show, and she had the very first show when it came down to the Damon Network. So I share a special place with her, and the fact that she's the 2017 host of the year, you know what I mean, coming in and, you know, announcing the 2018 host is just an awesome, awesome experience. It's good to hear your voice on the air, you know, it's good to, you know, have shared some of the times that we've had with hosting, you know, on her show, and, you know, the history that we have together. You know, I love you like a sister, girl. Thank you so much. Dara Henderson, what can I say? I'm just, like, so honored to have you here hosting the show. Awesome job. Like I said before, pioneer. Great example, you know what I'm saying? You came in, you know, always willing to help, always willing to work. Whenever we have any, you know, honorary shows and stuff, you're always there to do what you have to do, and you're just awesome. You can do about that. To my producer, my 2020 twin that always gets it in, okay? This man comes to my show. He plays music. He produces, he does a little bit of everything. And it's so funny because this man chose me as one of his people. And when he first came to me with it, you know, it was like, hey, you know, what do you think about actually, you know, being a host? And I'm like, who, me? You know, never thought that this would work out. You know what I mean?
I said, yes, you.
Yes, yes.
And I was like, wow, I really didn't think that I even had it in me. I didn't even think on those terms and those lines, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know I talk, a country mile, and I talk a lot of trance, and I love it. But, to put it into a transcript and actually conduct the show and get the listeners and the people to actually chime in and comment and stir trouble on the airways, that's my twist, and I love it. And I just want to thank you so much for introducing me to the broadcasting, something that I would have never thought of, and, working with me and allowing me to grace the mic. I thank you so much for that. To the twins, from Anna Wydell, Edwin Burks, all you guys, love you so much. Miss you guys. You guys was awesome as well. I love the work that you guys have. Very good talent. Love you guys to pieces. I love and respect the work that you guys do. And I'm trying to think, did I remember anybody? Did I forget anybody else? The honoree of the host of the year.
Yes,
congratulations.
Caesar.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Congratulations. You know what? You put in a lot of hard work as well, with everything that you have done. And their energy is awesome, girl. You're going to go a long way, I'm telling you. So I hope I'm not forgetting anyone else. Trying to my head, not my heart. But love everybody. Thank you so much.
Yes. That was a great night. February 4th, 2013, we started a network of champions. Dar Henderson, who was our narrator tonight, was my first ever host at the Dynasty. He counted not robbery to narrate the first ever Only Honors. This year, we get a chance to have someone else host the fourth annual Honors at O&E in December. We look at how far O&E has come through all the hosts that have been on this network, as charters. Peter and Precious Patterson with The Opinion. Louis H. Devon Jr. with Peripheral Vision. Diva Impact with Lovely Ellis. Shamaya Sabaz with The Active Miss Lima. Dar Henderson with Abstract. News Forum with me, Abraham Doe, Regine Turner, Lovey Ellis, and the person who has been here the longest. Started with Peripheral Vision and now Informational Guru. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Antonia Batts. And above all, the first ever enshrinee to the Hall of Fame at O&E. May she rest in peace. Her name is Darlene Lawrence. 36 all-time connection records in less than 2 years. Okay? That was the standard for a long time until 2018, 3 years after she did her thing. Here comes Andrea Presley and breaks that. At that time, it was 49 all-time connection records. Andrea Presley now has 78 all-time connection records at O&E. That's since 2018, less than 3 years before this O&E Honors. The next one, the fourth, right? You look at the next person we're talking about. The outstanding Jesus Powell that was on our network garnered 35 all-time connection records. She's now an alum. We bless her life and her heart and wish her the very, very best. And then we have the audacity to talk about Haru, the magic man, the master sound therapist. Now, from that point, has garnered 2 Anna Wydell Award-winning championships, voted by our peers at O&E, and the most prestigious honor. This man now is part of the family of all of the great broadcasters around the world. The 2020 Internet Wonder, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for that year, Uni Bakatun. The Soul Twins, Edwin Burks, who I regard
highly. One of the most talented poets of all time. And then our ancestral angel. The person that the award is named after. I remember having her here did an award, but however things are to be. Anna Waddell, my friend, my confidant, who I miss very, very much. I have never been the same since she's passed, but we continue our legacy because we are only dynasty. We're going to bring some callers on right now. The first caller is a woman that is the greatest intern in the history of Only Dynasty. Why? This woman, not only in her broadcasting brilliance and prominence, has gone to 20 all-time connection records of this network. Most importantly, she is our commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas-Smith, a lady of brilliance, a lady that you all should tell your kids about. To come from this to that, there's always a chance for you to become great. She personifies greatness. She is the epitome of greatness. The Honorable Angela Thomas-Smith, Commissioner of not only Damon Speaks, the Damon Network from 2016, and the most prominent network in the history of the world. Beverly Nation Online Radio, 2013. Angela Thomas-Smith.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm just sitting here listening to the show. Amazing show. I tell you, I'm honored to be a part of this amazing network. I thank you for all that you do. I can't stop telling you enough, and I want every opportunity that I get. I want people to know that you are amazing. I thank you for stepping out on faith and following your heart, because you could have said no. You could have went different route, but you didn't. I thank you because you've given so many people an opportunity to be who they are and to express themselves and to share their truth. The lives that you have impacted because you started this network. I go back to when I first came on the network. We were not even at 2 million. But tonight, as we listen to our first honors show, we're at over 8 million. You are a 2-time International Internet Hall of Famer. I sit in between 2 Hall of Famers, Jerry Pitino and Huni Bakatun. Never in a million years did I think this would be my destiny. You just don't know how many lives you impact because you've given us opportunity, because people can see our journey. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you, Brother O. I love you so much. Thank you.
First of all, before she gets off this air, world, you don't know what this young lady does for us. She's interviewed so many different people in video, prowess. I've asked her to do everything, and she's done everything. She's the greatest intern of all time. She's a champion. A 20-time champion. Angela Thomas-Smith, we don't talk about this a lot, but this young lady is part of our legacy, a 20-time champion of this historic network. But she walks in purpose, tells you letter by letter how she feels, whether it's life, power and what have you. This young lady's been through a lot in her life. She is the epitome of greatness. That's the greatest honor I can bestow upon anybody, you know, that works with us. Because she understands who she is. This young lady, before I let her go, I want everybody to know, I have never found a greater protege to be a chief executive officer of any network. She will be that in her own network. And I will be right there helping her as a consultant by her side. South Carolina's own, outstanding basketball player herself. Shout out to Mars Brown and all the folks in Atlanta. The great Angela Thomas Smith. I thank you. I love you. There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And before I go, I have to give a shout out to my spiritual dad, Brother Humi. I love you, Brother Humi.
All right. Stay on the line there, Angie. The next person I'm going to bring on this line tonight is a person of greatness. This young man has garnered 34 on the syndicated station all-time connection records and holds one of the most prestigious honors that might not ever be broken. 33 consecutive records. Let me say this again. 33 consecutive records. This man's been on here since 2019. On his way, hopefully, in 2022, he continues his excellence into the Hall of Fame. A man has studied at Hampton University and taken those studies to another level. To a new perspective. It is my honor and privilege for the world to hear his voice. You know why? Because it should be your honor and privilege to hear his voice. The outstanding champion, the greatest champion in only dynasty history, Terry Strength. Uh-oh, Terry, don't get caught up in the spirit now. Hopefully, I mean, you're on. You ready? You know what? He might not be ready. That's okay. That was a hell of an introduction, right? So we'll bring him back on when he's ready. But, however, let's go into the next person. This young man is holding up the banner of the rainbow past his internship, the Flying Colors. A man that if you come for him, you deserve it because he didn't send for you anyway. Following the tradition of Dar Henderson, following the tradition of Splash Frazier, following the tradition of Keith Parker, this man has the opportunity to be the greatest gift for his community. And I thank him very, very much. The gifted one. No relation to Angela, by the way.
Good evening. Brother O, I enjoyed the show tonight. Listening to your first Hall of Fame show, it was a very great show. I don't have the words, O, to tell you thank you, so I'm going to just say thank you. You know what I'm saying? You're doing something here that was beyond groundbreaking before I even knew about it. And now that I have a part in it, I want to continue to make O-N-E proud. And I see that you are moving into the future with you bringing in me, with you bringing in Arsette, with you bringing in Saul Williams. I can't ask to be a part of a greater legacy and a great dynasty that you've built here Angela, he's right about what he said about you. You are the best. You are the best protege. And I am just so honored just to say that I have my name connected to this show, that I have my name connected to this dynasty, that I am O.N.E. Dynasty.
The greatest gift is a gift of understanding the mic. Never disrespect the mic or it will show. And if it's not like breathing, don't do it. That's not my words, but the greatest words from our matriarch of our network, the great and outstanding Ricky R. Jones. That's her words. And I live by them every single day. The next person and the final person is the person that was honored cold December night. The person has been through a lot. His ministry has been so misunderstood, but it should have been overstood. A person that honored himself and understood his righteous path was his greatest gift. The greatest gift he ever had is not the knowledge of what he has attained, but the knowledge of him being a good son to his wonderful parents. Honorable people, tough people, living in a society that just wanted to see him just live. And not only live, but survive. But not only survive, thrive. Did he not do it? Came on E! In 2017. Did he not do it? Voted to his first Anna Waddell Award winning championship in 18. Did he not do it in 2020? Not only did he win the Anna Waddell Award again, but he was inducted to the Hall of Fame unanimously forever. And no one ever could take it away. Never take it away. It is my honor to bring to you the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee. And one day, hopefully, he'll be a lifetime achiever. A man that's given his heart and his voice, but the soul and his mind. He allowed me to be his, you know, host DJ for every show, trying to get my sound together for those shows. Now we have mastered it. And it was wonderful that I mastered it in 2020, even though I went to the Hall of Fame in 2019 because of the countless shows, the Merc City Dynamic Soul Review and all that. But he allowed me to aware you with music. But he allowed you to listen to We Will Aware You. He is, of all time, emeritus, outstanding, dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. Nam's own, Nashville, you know, resident, a world native. His name is Huni Bakatu.
Give it into Ken. All praise is due to all in all, within all, through all, above, and the compassion. Now listen to the tone. Ask the sound therapist, architect of the universe. Not once, but twice, two-time winner of the most prestigious award of our company, as well as Internet Radio, the Anna Waddell Award. Also, the Hall of Fame unanimous selected. You know, and I also, thanks to you, DJ Olesky, the Honey Bee, the producer, I also want to reintroduce myself but I got to give thanks to my parents. I am the only begotten son of a Bannockburn prize fighter and a father who loved to shoot those cannons, a wounded Vietnam veteran. You know, when I reflect back in 1991, actually, when I was having my born again, it was on a Thursday, shortly after 12:30, midnight. I was waking up out of my sleep. I said, wake up and take this message to the people who needed to hear it the most. And it's been 36 years and counting. This has been one heaven and a hell of a roller coaster ride. But I also give thanks to the opening of my very own book, Lost Book of Hooney, in 1991. That's the beginning, the end, and back to a new beginning. There's so many people that I was being prepped that I would meet in the future. Some, I didn't receive a name at the time, but when y'all appeared in my life, I knew what was being told to me back in 91. And I take a long look as I reflect to where we are now. And to me, I thought it was just something I imagined. But knowing that we have O&E Dynasty, knowing that so many people I came across throughout my travels in and out of this country, and I like meeting people one-on-one as well as couple or group. It's always great to do that. And one of the best things I recall saying to another Hall of Famer, that's Jerry Petito, I say that part of why I'm here is not so much to tell people what to think, because people have been doing that for such a long time. But I encourage people to think, because when people stop thinking, people stop living. They become robotic. So I couldn't be here and do what I do without that other only begotten son, and that's you, DJ Olasky. You know, I thank you for being a faithful son. A faithful son that loved his mother so much that you continue to remain obedient. When she was elevated and graduated from this world, you still remain a faithful son by reaching out to me. And all I can say is look at us now. And for whatever time that we have here doing Mission Planet Earth, we both are going to continue this great work to the best of our ability. I love you with the heart and soul of me. Love each and one of us. You know, much respect to my daughter, Angela Thomas Smith. What can I say about you? Much respect to my daughter, Offset. Much respect to Ruark, Daquan, Shamel, Felton. Much respect to my daughter, Kiki, Shaniqua, Felton. I love each and every one of us, man. Let's continue to do this great work that we have incarnated here to do, y'all. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I'm glad to be part of the party now. Jerry, Darlene, Andrea, and Huni. A long walk has been, you know, done. For me to go into the Hall of Fame this year in 2021 and to be the house DJ for a lot of people here at O&E Dynasty, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the great music that I've been able to just touch you with. And all of it, from classical to jazz to blues to trap rap to golden era rap. Thank you guys so much. And, of course, my favorite, right, Rahuni? The funk. The funk is where I'm at. I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery to vote me into the Hall of Fame this year, to nominate me twice as producer, to nominate me once as a DJ, to win both, and professionally, it's the greatest gift of my life. personally, the greatest gift of my life was the birth of my son. As we talk about honors tonight, let us not forget the massacre of the 1921, Greenwood District, what happened to that. Let us never forget that, where people were allowed to just be themselves and not bother anybody, built that thing from before statehood in Oklahoma in 1906 to statehood, and people didn't understand, wait a minute, how these guys got homes and businesses and the recirculation of the dollar? How does this happen? We have to destroy this because it's showing a model that's not fit for white supremacy. Every show from tomorrow to the end of August, you will see that picture of Tulsa. I will make the world remember. I will make them remember the audacity and the tragedy of that massacre from May 31st to June 1st, 1921. I will sear it in your brain. That's my job. I produce greatness. I'm glad that Ansel Townsend came back on to talk to Honey Bakatoon, and I'm going to allow Jared Thomas to talk. But our most honorable commissioner of this grand dynasty, the greatest internet radio network of all times. It's wonderful to be the producer of this. Angela, that night, Honey Bakatoon was not a Hall of Famer. He was just one that was voted by his peers for greatness. And we had four people that went through that process. And it's wonderful to see that. The first was Miss Tia Queen in 16, Sonya Griffin in 17, Honey Bakatoon in 18, Jerry Petito in 19, and then Honey won again, the only person that ever went twice. Your thoughts tonight on Honey Bakatoon, the great man, the Hall of Famer, the epitome of greatness, like yourself, the greatest intern of all times.
Wow. Whew. I'm over here. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. How about you, Honey?
Okay. I'm
yes,
sorry.
I
apologize.
I hear.
I'm having some technical issues with my phone, but I just want Brother Honey to know, you said greatness. This man has done nothing but been an example since I met him. I often throw words around, and I often post different things and share different words as they're dropped in my spirit. And he's an example of the word love, because that's an action word to me. And since I came on the network, this man has done nothing but show love, not just to me, but to all of the fellow hosts. He leads by example. A lot of people talk, but he leads by example. He speaks a great game because he speaks the truth. But he leads as well, and I thank him. I thank him for accepting me as his spiritual daughter and willing to lead and guide me, because I strive to be a Hall of Famer too, because I'm sitting in between two, so I have no choice. Brother O, you knew what you was doing when you stuck me in between these two amazing people. You got Honey behind me. You got Jerry in front of me, coming before me, setting the bar high. So I have no choice but to set the standard high, because you got me in between two amazing individuals. Brother Honey, I love you so much. I thank you for all of your support because you lead by example. Continue to let your light shine because people are watching. It's not in vain. I love you.
You're very welcome, and I thank you as well. I love you also. Like I say, this 36 years, it's been truly something. Once in a while, I give thanks to beings like you. I give thanks to Valerie Boyd Felton. I give thanks to some of the people who watched me grow long before the internet, long before what I'm doing now through broadcast radio, you know. And it's really, really good to be here. Some of the people that was close to me have graduated, made that transition. I even give thanks to them, like the tone of voice, man. I fight back happy tears of joy just to hear the tone of voice of our ancestral angel. That's why I say long after we're gone, in this digital age, we'll continue to play over and over and over again, to be passed down. So that's what's so great about the day and time in which we're in now. You know, a lot of the times, if you go back, and DJ Olesky, help me out with this, if you will. If you go back, say, you know, of course, some people got the masters of some people that was in the business as a profession, right? But those private interactions with our family members and pictures and stuff like that, once those things are lost and gone, but the digital thing which we're in now, our tone of voice, as we elevate, the spirit and soul elevate, right? And the body is consumed back to dust. The digital age in which we're in, future generations say, oh, that's how the master sound therapist sounded. That's how he looked. Even though one day I see him skinny looking like J.J. Evans. And another day, you know, he'll look like the love child. You already know what I'm about to say, right? You know, but they'd be able to do that. There was one time, there was a period of time that we wasn't able to do that. We could look at the picture all day long, but we wouldn't be able to hear what the ancestors actually sounded alike, you know.
It's funny you said that, because look at one of the greatest informational gurus of all time. Not Antonio Batts, but a man by the name of Steve Coakley, who did his work in VCR. And then, you know, graduated to digital before he was killed. Steve Coakley is one of my heroes. All you folk out there in internet radio, you don't know, look him up. Go to YouTube and listen to Steve Coakley. He is the spirit of Sister Bessie, Honey Bakatoon, Arsette, and I. He told you what it was. And not only that, look at the greatness of Honey Bakatoon. Always ready, always steady, a person that's been here for more than 4 years. From his first show at VPN Network with Larry Shepard. He counted not robbery, Angela, to hear my mother's voice. I stood out on my front steps to talk to him and to invite him to ONE. He is the only host that ever did that. And to see his greatness from that conversation. Conversations, right, Angela? When I brought you here, conversations, like I'm about to bring on the next person, is what ONE Dynasty is about. It's about that conversation with that person and having them be great on purpose, no pun intended, to our commissioner's show. Is, are you ready? Are you ready? Will you be ready to stand up? Our show tonight, before I bring on, you know, the next caller to add to the forum, with a heavy heart,
is dedicated to one of our ONI interns that made outstanding achievement. In 5 shows, this man has garnered 4 championships at ONI Dynasty. With a loving heart, he's our youngest host at age 20. He is a thespian, an outstanding actor, trying to build and bridge the gap to help young people come on and be great, to see, have an avenue. He has hired many different, this from, you know, various situations, social economically, and been successful. My heart aches for him now as he lost his brother today in senseless violence. This ONI honors presentation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment was never, ever supposed to come on tonight. We were supposed to have a show called Trenton Makes tonight. My heart aches for him now. Again, my heart aches for him now. The outstanding host, Trenton Makes. Let us all take a moment of silence for his brother. The host of Trenton Makes, Ricardo Richard, I love you. Like Honey Bakatoon says, with the heart and soul of me, I know you listen to this show tonight. And I hope we gave a little happiness and sorrow. Achilles said that all things are brought to us, things we don't comprehend, Angela and Huni, things that we can't see. Our mind goes to a point of madness to where we cannot audibly hear. But through the spirit and through our conscious, we understand these things come from the awful grace of God. We bring on our ascended host, ONI Dynasty, Jerick the Gifted One Thomas, and before he speaks, all of the hurt and not a time of understanding, unearned suffering, it was redemptive. These things come from the awful grace of God. Jared?
Ooh, wow. I don't even know how to follow that up. Richard, King brother. Richard, I send my love and my condolences to your family tonight. I send you peace. I send you peace of mind. I send you healing. I send you love. I send you blessings, King brother. You be strong going through this transition in your life, you and your family. I pray that God reveals the answers to this situation to you in his time. And I pray that you continue to just stay true and faithful in your calling. God bless you. And God bless everyone under the sound of my voice right now on the air. Thank you.
Our commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith, again, I reiterate, all of these things come from the awful grace of God.
Wow. I'm right now, I'm kind of at a loss for words because I could say so much because I understand what he may be going through. but I'm not him, so I can't speak for him. We are here. I want him to know that we are here, however you need us to be. Whatever your healing process is, we want to be that help to your healing process. So just know that we are here. I just want to say to my people, we got to start somewhere. I listened to Brother O, thank you for letting me come on. I'm not going to – thank you. Mute me. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. And stay on the line there, Angela. I will have my final comments and go through time. We have lost too many young people. Tonight someone was killed. So tonight in your community someone was killed. No one speaks out. No one marches for them. It's like they lived and they died. When will we be strong enough to say, stop it? Everyone come out from their homes and say, stop it. We have the power for them to not gentrify our communities with a wipe away, with a cleansing. You know what I'm saying. You get it. I'm trying to hold my composure tonight because I'm a human being. The blood in the earth cries out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And we must, I challenge every Oni Dynasty host to talk about the violence in our communities. No matter what race you are, challenge it. And say it's wrong. We know that Jay Petito has said it many times on her shows, being, you know, at that time the only Caucasian host. We have, another Caucasian host here who believes the same way. We have to be able to channel our ability, but not just that. And not only that, but the people who claim Melanite power, where are you? Where were you when that child died? Winnie Bakatoon, before Ngozi time, Hall of Famer, enshrinee, in one of the roughest years in human history, please minister unto us.
I will do my best. Young brother, if you are listening to this, whether you're hearing this live and direct or you catch it on the archive, I'm offering prayers and meditation to you. And I'm offering divine healing in the form of energy from my being to your being. And everyone who's listening tonight, you know, one of the fastest moving objects is in the form of thought. And we normally do it in the form of prayer in regards to whatever religious persuasion that we have chosen. It's the power of thought. And as we give thought to this young man during him and his family during this time of bereavement, we're able to send comfort during this time of need. And I want to say this to you, young brother, that your personal family, your relatives, as well as your extended family here at O&E Dynasty and the rest of the world, we love you. We appreciate the works that you have done. We're going to strengthen you and encourage you, give you time enough. And when the time comes, you pick up that staff and you don't stop doing what you were called here to do. That's one of the greatest distractions. That's one of the greatest distractions, and we are not going to allow that to happen. We got you. Take time to treasure those memories that can never, ever be taken from you. Never, ever be taken from you. And that's why we're here, so we can finally remove a lot of the anger and the hatred that has been self-inflicted for such a long time. And I always say that we can do this. We have to do this because no one else is going to do it for us. Thank you.
We have an ability to cause change. As a 50-year-older, as Antonio Bass would say, the kids want to be disciplined. They yearn for that discipline. We cannot fail them now. Before I go into Ngozi time, I want Angela, Uni, Jarek, and the rest of our listening audience to hear a song. No matter if you have the trap generation, X, Y, Z, whatever it is, you need to sit down and let your grandmom and grandpop talk to you. Understand that the blood that was shed for freedom was the one that was shed for you. And how you disrespect them so.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord. And be free, oh, freedom.
No advertising tonight. There'll be no advertising tonight. I wish for all the people out there, please save our young. Save our young. Before it's too late. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay. When goes here saying good night, good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, our soldiers and sailors that count that robbery to support us on a constant basis tonight. Good night.